There's also one more key reason why these techniques work so well, but it doesn't have anything to do with the techniques themselves. It's because customers have come to expect and get so little from businesses that they patronize, you can't help but stand out from the crowd when you use these techniques. One last point. Feeling good and feeling special are infectious. When you use these techniques, you'll feel great and so will your employees. And that attitude is good for business, too. Additional ideas, tips, and techniques that will keep your customers coming back for more and more often. Here, in no particular order, are some more things you can use in your never-ending mission to find and keep more and more repeat customers. I'll also give you some new ideas for cutting your costs while you're winning more customers. Offer discounts on your products or services. When using discounts, there's one thing you need to keep in mind. You don't want to discount so frequently that people come to expect to pay less than full price. So it's important that you keep discounting under control. Mixed in with other offers, discounts are a powerful marketing weapon. Offer free samples of your products or services. Offer free literature on topics that are valuable to your customers. I like to set these up in a checklist format. For instance, if you sell personal computers, you could put together a flyer or a report called 23 Easy Ways to Protect Your PC from Costly Repairs. Offer free trials of products or services. Most people who use something on a trial basis begin to think of it as their own. If it does what you say it will, they won't want to return it. Hold contests. People absolutely love contests. These can be directly tied to your product or service or general contests featuring your product or service as the prize. Good general contests are things like guessing the number of beans in a bottle or sending out keys that might open the lock on a secret prize or treasure chest. Send out coupons for free products or services. I highly recommend this technique since coupons are inexpensive to produce and mail. Place your free coupons in other businesses near yours. Also, offer to distribute coupons from other businesses in your store. Cross-pollination creates more business for everyone. Send other businesses thank you notes when they agree to distribute your coupons. So few people ever take the time to show their appreciation for anything. Distributing your coupons may be a minor inconvenience for another business. Thank you notes will smooth over the rough edges and help you be remembered positively the next time you need a favor. Patronize other businesses in your area. Introduce yourself and get to know the owners. You never know when you might want to call on another business for help or enter into a joint promotional effort. If you're working with a limited budget, start small. You don't have to mail to everyone in your area all at once. Break your mailings up into manageable chunks and keep plugging away. A consistent, systematic program will do much more for your bottom line than blowing your entire budget on one ad in a newspaper or magazine. Here's another hot tip for keeping your costs down. Once you've established a house list of regular customers, you can make your free offers on postcards instead of using letters. Your paper costs, printing costs, and postage will be cut by as much as 50%. A word of caution is in order here. Please note that I said after you've established a list of regular customers. You do this by mailing an initial letter to either a current customer or prospect. Then when they respond, you add their name to your house list. It's important that your initial contact be in the form of a letter. Letters are warmer, more personal, and give the impression of a greater investment of time, effort, and money. Don't skip on your critical first contact. Spend a little extra to make a great first impression. Make a habit of always tracking your response. This is essential to successfully building your business. Look at it this way. You're investing a lot of resources in promoting your business. If you can't tell which offers, which mailing lists, or which categories of customers produce the greatest response, you're cheating yourself. That's why I told you to make sure you let your customers know that they need to bring in your letter with envelope or postcard to claim their free gift. By putting a simple code somewhere on the envelope, postcard, or coupon, you'll be able to precisely track which list, which offer, or which mailing your customers have responded to. An easy way to code an offer is to put a department number in your return address. You can also use an adjustable rubber stamp to stamp your codes on each batch of offers. Coding your offers lets you track and rank them. You'll be able to easily tell which offers and which lists produce the best results and which should be repeated or dropped from your program. I can't stress too strongly how important this point is to the future growth and profitability of your business. A little extra time taken here can expand your business growth exponentially. Here's another powerful tip. Use your contest entry forms to do research. When you hold a contest, put two or three questions on the bottom of your entry form. Make sure they're simple to answer. If they aren't, people won't bother to give you this important information. Here are the kind of questions you'll want to use. What other products or services would you like to see us offer? Are you interested in your product or service that you're thinking about offering? And then put a box to check for yes and another box to check for no. Please write any suggestions you might have and then leave ample room for them to fill in their suggestions. Now, what do you do with the results of this research? Since you're now on the road to becoming a savvy marketer, you use it, of course. If enough of your customers tell you they're interested in certain products or services, your job is to make sure you make these available. Companies pay huge sums of money to research firms to gain this kind of marketing insight. Let me assure you, it's worth a fortune. Now you can use it to claim your fair share of that fortune. Here's a tip that you can use to pull in more prospects. Make special offers to targeted categories of customers. You can offer a homeowner special, an apartment dweller special, an accountant, chiropractors, secretaries, parents, kids, grandparents, all kinds of specials. The list is endless. By looking at the wide variety of selections available through your mailing list broker, you can easily adapt the sample letters in this chapter to your needs. Another powerful way to use this technique is to make your special offers to employees of large companies, members of civic groups, credit union members, or members of other large groups in your business area. Another great way to interact with your customers is to give out coupons for special occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, and holidays are perfect opportunities for making your free offers. People usually celebrate these occasions with others, so it's more than likely that they'll be bringing other paying customers with them. Rewarding customers for a specific level of purchase is another good way to promote your business. This is usually done with a punch card that offers something for free after a certain number of purchases have been made. The beauty of this technique is that it really builds repeat customers. Develop offers based on current events, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Secretary's Week, Optometrist Appreciation Day. There's an event for almost every day of the calendar year. There's even a book that lists all these special events. It's called Chase's Annual Events. Chase's is spelled C-H-A-S-E-apostrophe-S. Chase's Annual Events is available at the reference desk of most public libraries. Take a look at it and start developing tons of new offer ideas today. Here's a tip on eliminating slow periods in your business. After you've been running your promotions for 6 months or a year, you'll develop a pretty good feel for what works and what doesn't. To boost your customer flow during slow periods, pull out your big guns. Run the type of offers that have proven most successful for both bringing in new customers and getting your current customers to buy more often. You might also offer a more valuable price during slower times to entice people to do business with you. Create a bulletin board that features photos from your past offers. It should be action-oriented and focus on pictures of your customers or clients enjoying their winning. Pictures should always have captions under them, pointing out a benefit your satisfied participants are enjoying. For a product, the caption would be something like, "Here's Joe and Sue Jones enjoying digging into their Mountain High Sunday." for a service that would be along the lines of, here's a group of our clients at our free seminar learning how to legally cut their taxes. People always read captions under photos. Take advantage of this natural inclination. If you don't, you'll be passing up a wonderful opportunity to get your sales message across. Never lie, deceive, or mislead anybody. Your offers must actually be fulfilled exactly as described. Remember, you're trying to build goodwill and create repeat customers. Shoddy merchandise or deceptive offers are the quickest way to defeat your purpose and send sales plummeting. Always give your customers more than they expected. It costs little more to give an exceptional value than it does an ordinary value to your customers. But the difference in the effect each has can be immense. Do the ordinary events of your life stand out in your memory? Not very often, but the exceptional events surely do. Look, just offering something of perceived value is exceptional these days. All you have to do is honor your offer, and you'll be miles ahead of your competition. The list of tips and ideas I've just given you is in no way complete. I'm sure there are many more opportunities based on the specifics of your own business. The idea of this list is to give you some things to think about and get your creative juices flowing. Here's a little exercise that will help you take full advantage of the material we just covered. Take a few minutes and make a promotions list. List all of the ideas that come to mind for promoting your free offers, and list all of the events of the past year that you could have tied into with a free offer. How to take advantage of free publicity to spread your message even further. Newspaper, magazine, radio, and television publicity offers you an exceptional opportunity to reach large groups of customers and prospects for free. And you'd be surprised at how easily you can get this kind of media coverage. All it takes is an understanding of, one, how the media works, and two, how to present your information to the media in the appropriate way. You might be wondering at this point why the media would be interested in what you have to say. The explanation is simple. Newspapers, magazines, radio, and television stations require huge quantities of information every day to report to their customers. Gathering all of this information is a monumental task, so the media always welcomes usable information. In fact, it's well known among professional publicists that nearly 80% of all news stories are planted. Why not take advantage of this and plant your information too? In order to get your information accepted by the media, there are two key rules that you must follow. First, you must present your information as news. Media sources have very little interest in promoting you or your business, but they have unlimited interest in news that's appropriate for their audience. Here's an example of what I mean. If your message was delivered under the headline of, Brodo's Frozen Yogurt wants to sell more cones, rest assured you'd be asking to fail. But if you communicate your information with a news angle using a headline of, Brodo's Frozen Yogurt to give away gigantic mountain-sized sundae this week, you stand an excellent chance of getting coverage from your local papers, radio, and TV stations. The second headline communicates news that's of value to the media's audiences. Editors and station managers love to give things away for free that appeal to their particular audience. They love it even more when you are the one providing whatever it is to be given away. The second key rule for getting publicity is that your information must be presented in a standard news release format. Media people live under the constant pressure of incredibly tight deadlines. To make their lives easier, they expect to see information in a standardized, highly readable format. By learning this format and sticking to it, you increase your chances of getting press coverage significantly. What I'm going to do now is read two news releases to you. One will be for Frodo's Frozen Yogurt, the other is for Elaine M. Johnson & Associates. Then we'll come back and I'll review the rules for creating effective news releases. For immediate release, contact Frodo Williams and then the phone number. Frozen yogurt tasting contest to be held at Frodo's on Saturday, August 21st. Supreme chocolate, toasted coconut custard, and brandied peach are just three of the wild new flavors that will be tasted and identified in a unique contest on Saturday, August 21st at Frodo's Frozen Yogurt Shop, 123 Birch Avenue, Sherman Oaks. Everyone is welcome to participate by coming in between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. Each contestant will be given five flavors to taste and try to identify from the selection of 12 flavors available at Frodo's. Those who can successfully identify all five flavors will win Frodo's special Sunday of the month for the next 3 months. Owner Frodo Williams created the contest to introduce more people to one of his favorite treats. Frozen yogurt tastes great, has no cholesterol and less than half the calories of ice cream, and its nutritional value makes it the perfect treat for people of all ages, he said. Frodo's Frozen Yogurt has continued to grow since it opened in 1985. In addition to 12 flavors that are offered, Frodo's offers a selection of 20 different toppings and bakes its own cones on the premises. And for immediate release, contact Elaine Johnson, and then the phone number. Free seminar offered to show families how to shelter more of their income from taxes. Keeping More of What You Earn is a free seminar especially designed to help families legally protect more of their income from taxes. It will be presented on Thursday, November 12th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the offices of Elaine M. Johnson, 987 Vista Street, Glendale. For many families, developing an effective tax strategy can be a guessing game. Too often, they're confronted with the worst kind of surprise when it comes time to file their tax return. Their attempt to correct the situation can be just as confusing and frustrating. To help solve this problem and its costly consequences, Elaine Johnson, a Glendale-based CPA, has developed the one-evening seminar, Keeping More of What You Earn. The most important factor in legally protecting the maximum amount of your income is understanding the strategies and investments that are available, Johnson says. Also, accurate record keeping and a scheduled review of your records can work wonders. With these primary concepts as a foundation, the seminar shows families a number of simple strategies that can ease their tax burden. It provides a step-by-step action plan for getting the best results. People who attend the seminar will also receive a free set of simple forms for organizing their financial affairs. To enroll in the seminar, please call 213-555-1234 and ask for extension 15. And all right, those are the news releases, and now here's a brief list of the rules you'll want to follow. News releases should be neatly typed, double-spaced, with wide margins on both sides and at the top or bottom. This allows plenty of room for the media managers to make notes to their staff. Plain white bond or your company stationery may be used. The word news release should be placed in the left margin. This can be typed, but oversized letters attract more attention. Your release date goes in the right margin. This is either a specific date, if appropriate, or for immediate release. Under this in the right margin is the name of the person to contact, followed by the phone number. The news release should always be 1 to 2 pages, preferably one. If your information takes a second page, be sure to place the word more at the bottom of page one. The second page should begin with the headline of your news release, followed by the page number, and the two pages should be stapled together. Your news release should conclude with the notation end or pound, 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 that's 3 pound signs, on a separate line. All right, those are the rules for the overall format. And there are also some additional rules for the content of your news release. For our purposes, there will be two different ways of structuring the content. The structure that Frodo's Frozen Yogurt uses is an announcement structure. Here are the key points you'll need to know to use the announcement structure. The headline is a simple announcement of the event. Frodo's headline was Frozen Yogurt Tasting Contest to be held at Frodo's on Saturday, August 21st. The first paragraph covers the critical details: who, what, when, where, why, and how. The next two or three paragraphs give additional information that will be helpful to the media source and its audience. They also describe the specific action you want the audience members to take. The closing paragraph adds a few details about your business. The key point to keep in mind is that the information is presented as news that the media would want their audiences to know about. There's no hype and no blatant selling of you, your product, or your business. The second type of structure we'll be using is a problem-solution structure. This is the structure that Elaine M. Johnson and Associates will use. Let's review the key points that are used in the problem-solution structure. The headline is a straightforward statement of Elaine's major benefit to her clients. Here it is. Free seminar offer to show families how to shelter more of their income from taxes. The benefit is sheltering more of your income from taxes. The first paragraph then covers the critical details: who, what, when, where, why, and how. The next two or three tight paragraphs focus on a problem that the media's audience faces and offers a solution. It also establishes your expertise. It closes with a paragraph that describes the specific action you want the audience members to take. How to use your news release to get all the free media coverage you need. Once you have your news release prepared, you make copies, a high-quality Xerox is fine, and send them to as many media sources as possible. Always send them to neighborhood and local papers. These papers are usually published weekly. They love local news, especially when it gives them the chance to offer their readers something for free. As for sending your release to the larger daily papers, it depends on whether your news is of a citywide interest. It only costs about 35 cents to send out each release, so I suggest you send them to all of your city's papers. You have nothing to lose. For newspapers, your news release should be addressed to the editor. If you can specify a department of the paper, such as Lifestyles Editor, it's even better. Community Bulletin Board Editor is another good title to try. For radio and television stations, send your news release to either the station manager or the producer of a particular show. Also, many radio stations have community service announcements, and some of your news may be appropriate for this category. Here's another tip for winning even more publicity. Use a news release to invite the media to cover your event. If you have a picture from a prior event, include it. Paste a caption on the back that says something like, "Jim and Nancy Jones and their kids working their way through Frodo's Mountain High Sunday at last year's celebration." If your release gets picked up, you could end up being the subject of a feature article or news story. Just think how many customers that could bring in. Using newsletters to promote your business. Free newsletters are one of the finest tools available for promoting your products and services. The main function of a free newsletter is to demonstrate your expertise in a specific area. The best way to do this is to create a newsletter between 2 and 4 pages in length that can be folded and sent in a standard business envelope. The focus of your newsletter should be information that your targeted audience will get so much value from, they'll want to hang on to it. At the end, you should have a paragraph or two that emphasizes how you can help them achieve their goals. Always keep in mind that your primary objective is to provide customers with useful information that will benefit them. If you make your newsletter a thinly disguised sales pitch, you could end up losing customers. By demonstrating your expertise, customers will naturally come to you when they're in need of your type of product or service. There are two ways to put your newsletter to work for you. First, send it to your regular customers. You can mail it monthly, every other month, or quarterly, but it should never go out less than quarterly. The second way is to use a problem-solution news release to get newspapers, magazines, and trade journals to announce a free subscription to their readers. For a sample of my bi-monthly newsletter and the news release I use to promote it, please see examples 7 and 8 in the sample section of this chapter in the accompanying manual. Tracking and review, the keys to boosting your success rate. As I said before, it's absolutely essential that you track the response to both your offers and the list you use. After each offer, you should know precisely how many people were contacted and how many responded. At least every 6 months, you should review these figures. Find out which offers worked the best and which list produced the top results. Then, repeat the winners, drop the losers, and create new offers to be tested. By continuously tracking, evaluating, and refining your offers and lists, you'll be able to increase your customer base and profits more successfully and cost-effectively. Serling's Secret Marketing Success Formula. I'm often asked what the secret is to successful marketing. I'll tell you what it is, but there really isn't any mystery. Here, then, is Serling's Secret Marketing Success Formula. 1. Take action. 2. Take action consistently. Sounds too easy, doesn't it? But I'll tell you what, the main reason most businesses fail to grow or produce significant profits is that they don't do any marketing. None at all. Too many business owners falsely believe that all they have to do is open their doors for business and they'll be overwhelmed with customers. Or that if they create a superior product or service, the world will beat a proverbial path to their door. When their business goes under, they never know what hit them. But look, even if you have the most incredible product or service in the world, along with dirt cheap prices, if nobody knows about it, you'll soon be in the unemployment line. So few businesses do anything to actively promote themselves. All you have to do is take some kind of positive marketing action, and you'll leave your competition in the dust. Start today. The second key point in my marketing formula is to take action consistently. Here's why this is so important. Your customers and prospects are bombarded by tons of advertising every day. It's everywhere. On television, radio, benches, billboards, being towed through the sky, in newspapers, magazines, flyers, brochures, in the mail, at bus stops, on shopping carts, and even in the stalls of restrooms. Do you know what this means in terms of your message getting through? You can't rely on just sending out an offer once to get the results you're really after. It often takes many contacts to make yourself seen, heard, and known to your customers. But the payoff, in the form of repeat customers, is well worth it, as you've already seen. Also, consistent marketing has a cumulative effect. The more you get known, the more people talk about you. If you get a media source to cover one of your events, watch what happens. Other media sources will start to contact you. They want to get in on a good thing, too. The same goes for customers. Customers generate more customers. Now, here's a question for you. When do you stop marketing? The answer is never. You can't stop marketing once you think you have enough customers. People move, their tastes change, they lose jobs, and many other factors may cause them to stop patronizing your business. The key to maintaining a solid customer base is to market regularly and consistently. Remember, there's no mystery to successfully promoting your business. If you have a quality product or service and follow the simple program I've laid out to you to market consistently, you'll be rewarded far beyond your expectations.